My love, oh how this war has its ups and downs in battle. We lost our unit commander to a landmine. It was so sad. We are all mourning this loss. He was truly a good man and leader. They asked me to speak on his behalf. I gladly accepted, and all the units came out to pay their respect. It's funny how death brings people together. I mean, there was no hate or anything like that at all. We all laughed together as a unit should. It was a special moment. I wish every day could be this way. I mean, without death, of course. There was one good thing. I got promoted to captain, and I am now in charge of my own unit. We also freed two white captives. They were so happy to see us. I'm pretty sure that won't make the history books back home. You know, I could really use some of Smokey's famous barbecue chicken right now. I don't know what he does to that chicken, but it's truly delicious. Oh, Clara, my love, you are the best thing that ever happened to me. I would move with you anywhere. As long as we're together. Canada's not that bad. It can't be any colder than it is here. I mean, it gets so cold here, my thoughts froze. Someone in my unit called my name, but I couldn't answer him because my thoughts were frozen. That's the new joke around here. Pretty funny, huh? You never laughed at my jokes. You always called me corny with a chuckle. I love you, baby. Well, my love, it's getting kinda late. I have to turn it in soon. We gotta stay ready and rested. That's what they're preaching now. Ready and rested. You never know when you'll be called on again. I love you more than you know. I'm sending a warm kiss to you. Thank you for praying for me and my unit. Please stay in God's ear with your faith. I can feel your love across the world. And my love to you I send in this envelope. May your days be bright and your nights be full of peace. I'm so happy that my future is with you. I love you deeply, Clara. Forever yours, James.
Hey, Miss Clara, good morning. Why the long face? Is everything okay?
Good morning, Smokey. How are you today?
I'm doing pretty good. Today, anyway. I can't speak on tomorrow. That's up to God. Why do you look so sad? Is James okay?
That's the thing. I haven't heard from him in a few weeks. I miss him so much. I pray he's okay.
Well, Miss Clara, James is a fighter, and more importantly, he's a believer in Christ, and I know he's going to be just fine. You gotta believe.
Oh, I do, Smokey. I believe with all my heart and soul. I know God's with James. I just miss him. I miss his loving words on paper. I miss feeling him close to me.
I understand that, Miss Clara. Just pray and leave it to God. He'll take care of the rest. Take care now.
You too. April 10th, 1951. Captain James, I am so sorry for your loss. I will be praying for the comfort of your entire unit, and for you, and for the family of your former captain. I'm glad you were able to find the captives. That is truly a blessing. Congratulations. I'm so proud of you, Captain James Young. I know that you will be a great and fearless leader. As I write this letter to you, the rain dances on my window. And all I can think about is how we used to dance in the rain. On summer nights, we would run out, open our arms, and just let the raindrops fall. Oh, how I miss you. You know, the rumor is that Smokey puts his foot in that barbecue sauce. James, have you seen Smokey's feet? One of his toes is missing a nail. Either way, the chicken is amazing. I wish that my love could keep you warm like when we used to sit in front of the fire. I would add a mountain of whipped cream to my hot chocolate and sip it as the fire crackled. Even your corny jokes would keep me laughing. I will admit, you are pretty funny, and I only say your jokes are corny to keep you humble. You can't have humor, good looks, and all that charisma without me poking at you. We would just talk and laugh until Mama would kick you out, and then you would come around back and throw pebbles at my window. Do you remember the time that one of the embers popped you in the head? It singed your hair, but you were such a good sport about it. Daddy let you sleep on the couch that night because he felt so bad. Please hurry back home. I miss your voice and the smell of your cologne. The way you would just sit and stare at the fire in deep thought, and then look over at me with the cutest grin. I never wanted those moments to end. Now I just imagine us creating a whole life together when you return home. I do believe that absence does make the heart grow fonder. Wouldn't you agree? My love for you has grown with each moment that passes. I will continue to pray for your safe return. To the God of all comfort, Heavenly Father, I know that you are more than able to comfort those that mourn, and I know that those that we miss here on earth are there with you. Father, please bless James with the wisdom to lead his unit, and remove any fear and replace it with strength. Not our will, but your will be done. In Jesus' name, amen. Stay safe. Forever yours, Clara.
Well Writers Entertainment, Well Audio, and Good Fig Network bring you Forever Yours, produced by Tajanae Crawford. Directed, executive produced, and written by Randall and Talisha Crawford. Featuring Randall Crawford as James Young and Talisha Crawford as Clara Montgomery. The Forever Yours interlude is written and performed by Zenashe. Forever Yours is an original production from Well Writers Entertainment. Can't wait for the next episode. Be sure to listen every Tuesday at 7 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. New episodes air every week. Be sure to tell your friends and family about Forever Yours. And don't forget to rate and review this podcast wherever you get your podcasts. Thank you for listening. Be well.